huh? Me an ex-ho. What's up, mommy?
Hello.
To miss me alive, came to laugh and learn how she live her best life. Became the change in the world she wanna see. Practicing Buddha, she don't even see her enemy. An ex-ho, zodiac sign is Gemini. She highly volatile and calm at the same time. The world for what it really is. Through the eyes of the twins, Mia XO zodiac sign is Gemini. She highly volatile and calm at the same time. Highly volatile and calm at the same time. She highly volatile and calm at the same time. Highly volatile and calm at the same time. Highly volatile and calm at the same time. Highly volatile and calm at the same time.
Okay. Welcome back to Miss Me Alive, the podcast where I talk about things, hospitality, lifestyle, and anything there in between. Oh my gosh, I'm so excited for this episode that I barely can contain myself. And yes, if you do hear that mariachi band in the background, I am recording this episode live from an event. Yes, because I was so excited to start this, and again, don't know why I didn't think about this before, but oh man, I can't wait. Let's go. I wish you could see me right now. Maybe I'll start doing a behind the scenes thing when I record these. I don't know. Anyways, before we jump into today's episode, make sure that you shop my online store. I'm always adding new inventory. And for those of you that are new to my podcast or just new to Miss Me Alive, my online store is basically, for the most part, it's your ads and ins, extra stuff that people have left over from a party that I did or a wedding that I did. There's also, I have so many affiliates now, Kate Spade, Coach, Walmart, Talkspace. So pretty much I can be your one-stop shop. You go to my website, the link is in my bio, and then you can click shop and then just scroll up and down and you'll see all of my affiliates, doTERRA essential oils. I'm even your Avon lady now. So yes, check that out. I'm recording outside today because there was supposed to be a solar storm that was giving Arizona the ability to see the northern lights, but I don't see nothing and I've been looking north for a while. So we're gonna move on. I do have a couple of venues that are currently hiring right now. So if you or somebody you know is interested in a server position, working with me or some of my colleagues, please do not hesitate to reach out. Otherwise, let's jump right into this. So I had this idea, because I don't know if you've been looking at my stories. You should, but your girl got an electric scooter, and I have been scooting my way all across town ever since, and I'm having so much fun. So I was scooting on my way to an event and had the bright idea, because I was like thinking about the fact that I saw this online. Like as soon as I woke up, I opened my Instagram. Not as soon as I woke up, but as soon as I, you know. And saw this, and it's been on my mind all day. And I can't believe that I've never did stories like this. It just never thought to cross my mind to do episodes about celebrity weddings and events. Because, I mean, whether or not we actually care or give a shit, we all know about it. We all follow it. We all hear about it at some point. And why not, right? People are always asking me, what do you think about this? And what do you think about that? Especially from all of my reality shows. So here I was like, this is the perfect place where I could just share, air out everything all at once. And then every time somebody asks me, go check out the podcast. So the first celebrity couple we're going to talk about, and this is not anything to celebrate, I will say, but if you know me, you know I love a good Real Housewives of something. I watch Beverly Hills, sometimes Orange County, sometimes Jersey, definitely Atlanta, sometimes New York. So I watch, you know, But I just love reality TV. It's the way that I can just kind of unplug and just get away from my everyday life. And then I could think about how silly I am when I'm watching these women or men on reality TV making a straight ass of themselves, right? So one of my favorites, and probably the one that I started with, was Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. And I started with that particular show just because I'm always going to Beverly Hills, not because I'm fancy and I'm rich or anything, but when I was younger, my family would take road trips to California, and one of the things that we like to do most is just ride around Beverly Hills looking at the houses, right? Now, granted, you're not seeing a whole lot because most of them are set pretty far back from the curb, so it wasn't like we were getting to see a lot, but you could tell a whole lot was going on at these houses. And I was just always fascinated. And as an interior decorator, this is something that's right up my alley. I started watching just to see the architecture of the houses that they live in and stuff like that. And then of course I'm a car buff. So these franchises had me hooked, especially Beverly Hills, because, you know. So I've been following this franchise, this particular franchise, I think honestly since they started. I don't think that I was watching back when Lisa Vanderpump was still on and everything, and just really enjoyed it. And over the years, you know, if you're familiar or if you're not, some of the wives will leave the show and then come back, or whatever the case may be. They will come on as guests and friends of the main cast and then end up being a main cast, which is what happened with Dorit Kemsley. Her and PK joined the cast of Real Housewives of Beverly Hills as friends in 2016. And then became main characters in 2017. They have been married since 2015, and they have two kids, Jagger, who's 10, and Phoenix, who's 8. And I will tell you that I have been really following. I actually really like Dorit. I like her style. I like that she, you know, really goes above and beyond when it comes to her look. I mean, it's a whole production. You know, it really saddened me when her house was broken into, and that kind of dampened her motivation to want to get dressed and things like that. So that season was really sad. I think it was a season before this last season. I'll be totally honest with you. I don't keep up like that. I watch. It's like, just let me just zone out. But fashion has been her thing so much that she actually has a swimwear brand. And then I believe, and I'm sorry if I'm wrong, that PK, from what I could understand, he was a promoter working on being on the show. He's worked with Boy George, I think that's who it was, quite a bit. And forgive me for not having all of my facts and lined up and everything. This is my first podcast discussing a celebrity, and my first kind of go at this, so I apologize. But kind of the opposite. So today I'm not discussing somebody getting married rather than somebody separating. That's right. If you didn't see on her social medias, Dorit said that her and PK are taking a little break. They announced it on May 9th. And they just really want to focus on, you know, bettering their communication and being better with themselves. If you were watching the show, definitely he felt like the robbery, she was taking it too far, and it was really starting to cause like a damper on their relationship. All I gotta say is, while yes, I am extremely sad about this, because I may not believe in marriage, but I don't, you know, I respect people that do, and I don't ever want somebody to get married, make a family, have a family, all these kids, you know, all this other stuff, and then it not work out. It's like, you did all that work for nothing. So I really like Dorit and PK. I really like their banter back and forth with each other. In the earlier seasons, it seemed like they were so in love. It was always fun trying to figure out where she was from because of her accent. And, you know, it just seemed like they were always so supportive of one another. And then As I previously mentioned, their house got broken into during a string of, you know, celebrity robberies. All kinds of celebs were getting their houses broken into. And one of her castmates, Kyle Richards, got her house broken into the year before and things like that. So it really took a toll on her. And I'll be honest with you guys, yeah, that sucked. I know it did. And I'm sure that she has the PTSD to back it. However, when you're coming into now year two or season, the second season of, you know, post break-in, and that's your storyline, you could kind of tell that PK was like, look, I'm over this. It was not that serious. I'm here now, you know. And him being a promoter, like I said, I don't know for sure if that's what he does, but that's what it seems like, you know, being in England overseas all the time, I could understand why she would feel away. So I understood both sides. And unfortunately, I'm really not surprised that they're taking a break. And I hate to say this about people and their marriages, because, you know, I want love to win all the time. I may not be leaving marriage and may not ever plan on getting married, but I definitely still want to make sure that those that do, you know, I'm a wedding planner, for Christ's sake. Like, how am I a wedding planner and I don't believe in marriage, right? Well, I know, it's funny. I just don't believe in it for me, but I definitely believe in it for you if that's what you believe. So I totally expected this separation. It is kind of sad. And I hope that they are able to work it out for the kids' sake, because I know that family was something that was really big to Dorit, and her kids were her priorities. So it's going to be interesting to see how this plays out. I'd love to hear your feedback, not only on the Dorit and PK situation, but also just your feedback on this episode. I'd like to start covering more celebrity wedding and event news and things like that, or related therein. I don't know why I didn't think about this before, but I definitely would like your feedback. So when you listen, make sure that you comment, send me a quick email, a text, anything. Just let me know what you think, what I should change, what I should definitely keep. Should I keep going? What couple do you want me to cover next? Because we got some weddings out there and all kinds of stuff going on. So let me know. In the meantime, thank you so much for listening, and we'll chat soon.